This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
So it's 2019. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. The company was actually co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Melissa Etheridge, Cardi B, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and more are already obsessed. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. Raycon offers their wireless earbuds for everyone in a range of fun colors and at an unbeatable price. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Well, your man, he's here, Rashawn McDonald. Welcome to Money Making Conversations. My next guest, he's on the phone, one of my favorite actors. He served as an executive producer and starred on a very popular movie called The Perfect Guy, which opened number one at the box office. When I worked with him, executive produced the movie, very popular movie, I think everybody knows, Think Like a Man and Think Like a Man 2. And he starred in About Last Night, an action vampire movie, Underworld, Selma, Underworld Guy. If you know Underworld Awakening, he was in that. I was like, man, he in Underworld Awakening, that's my movie. His television credits include The Good Wife, Common Law, Almost Human, which I really love, that was on Fox, and Sleeper Cell, which was on Showtime Networks. Another one of those movies, watch series that I really like, and he was nominated for a Golden Globe Award. He is on the show today to discuss several projects in TV and film, including the Sony thriller, The Intruder, opposite my man, Dennis Quaid. He's a Texan. That's why I call him my man. I'm a Houston Texan. And Megan Good, which hits theaters May 3rd. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, my man, Michael Ealy.
What's up, man? What's up, Sean? How you doing, man?
I'm doing really, really good, man. So one thing I always like about you, Michael, you keep a low-key personality, but you can do so many different roles. How does that work, you know?
You know, that's a good question. I think if you live your life out loud, it's really hard to slip into characters that are you know, kind of intricate and unique. And I always say that, you know, it's important to take breaks and to kind of live life a little bit so that when you try to reflect life, you have something to draw from. You know, I think in this climate right now, everybody's just obsessed with social media and everything and putting it out there all mm-hmm. the time, putting their lives out there all the time.
Right.
That, you know, it's hard to step back and actually live and just observe for a little while. And because it's my job to kind of observe life and then turn around and reflect it on the screen, mm-hmm. for me, I just have to live a little bit differently in addition to the fact that I'm pretty much probably one of the few private people in this business.
Very true. Because social media, you weren't a big social media guy when I first met you. And
I was not.
No.
I was not.
That was a funny conversation because we sat down and we talked about social media. Why did you resist social media and how are you using social media to your advantage now? Because you're private. That's one thing about you. You really are. If you ever around him, he's not a guy that's going to seek out a party, going to seek out publicity. He's on a red carpet because he's there for that movie. He's that type of guy. Now you're in social media. You got 1 million followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You know, first and foremost, I think I got more. They won't increase my numbers. So it is what it is. But that being said, you never thought I'd say that.
Uh-uh.
So, you know, no, listen, you know, when we sat down, I think there was a fear on my part of feeling like the whole thing, the whole structure, a blueprint of social media is about approval to
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
when you get likes and followers and all of that stuff, I've just lived my life and I've kind of lived through my career in a position where I never really wanted to need that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
something disturbing about needing followers and needing likes and,
right.
and that sense of approval. And I think, you know, you can see it with what's happening to the youth. You know, suicide rates are up and
right.
cyberbullying is up. And we're raising a generation of kids right now who seek approval. And not just from their inner circle. They seek approval from the public. And when I grew up, that wasn't, you know, your inner circle was it.
Right, right.
That was it. It was your friends, you know. But now I think there's something, you know, perhaps clinically wrong with seeking public approval 24/7.
It really is. It really is. And I think that, you know, like I have a daughter. She's in college and she lives a life
yeah.
on her phone. And I constantly pull her off of it. Just in conversation, I make her watch the news. The news is reality. I was the news is reality.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on that phone. It's not because, you know, people go on these phones and Google health cures for cancer and all type of illnesses because they think, and it can be written by a grandma in Idaho. And you think
mm-hmm.
that's legitimate. And that's why you really say that the character of understanding what's going on, you have to live your life and you keep it structured. Now, when I say that, you was in Underworld. You know, you played a policeman in that. Then you can do comedy. You know, then you can be a violent, you know, a stalking type character. Then you can be suave. Come on, Mike. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. Mike can do just the angry guy. That's me. Rashawn can do the angry. But how are you doing all these roles, man? What's prepping you to be able to pull those different characters off?
Honestly, Rashawn, like, what you're saying right now is probably the highest compliment you can give me, right? In that if you tell me I can play all of these characters in a credible way,
right?
That was the goal that I set for myself when I got started. I didn't want to just be, especially with the way that I look, I didn't want to just be, you know, this romantic leading man for the rest of my career.
Right. Right,
I didn't.
Right.
If I didn't love acting, perhaps I could have just made a living doing that, right? But
mm-hmm.
for me, it's about stepping into different people's shoes and circumstances.
Right.
When I did For Colored Girls, you know, for me, that was massive because it gave me the opportunity to step into the shoes of someone who, on the surface, seems like the worst person in the world,
right.
but. in truth, you know, everybody has, I'm not saying everybody has an excuse, mm-hmm. but the character of Bo Willie in For Colored Girls, he was suffering from PTSD, and the commentary of that is, what are we doing with our veterans? Because mm-hmm. sending people to war mm-hmm. seems like a great idea and a very valiant thing to do, but what are the consequences, the real-life consequences that are affecting the soldiers that are going there, and the secondary PTSD, which is affecting their families and their caretakers when they come home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was not, you know, what I do is also an opportunity to kind of shed light on what's really going on. And, you know, I just never really wanted to just sit back and kind of, you know, play one character. If that was the case, I would have been still playing Ricky from Barbershop right now.
Right, right.
And, you know what I mean?
That cyborg character. Well, that cyborg and almost human, right? Wasn't it like?
Played an android in that.
There you go. See, I follow you, brother. I follow you.
that to me is like the one job that kind of got away from me because, I mean, obviously they canceled it,
right.
But I really like the commentary of that one because ultimately, you know, here I am playing an android who's facing discrimination.
Right.
I can tap into this. I know a whole species of people who can tap into this.
I want to flip the switch a little bit because you got another project that's coming down called Jacob's Ladder, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, you'll be executive producing that project. What happens when you put that hat on, the executive producer hat on?
Oh, good question. First of all, you finally have some say in... As an actor, a lot of people don't understand as actors, we're typically just work for hire people, right? And
right.
In the last decade or so, more actors have become more involved and invested in their careers by producing. And the beautiful thing about producing is that you're not just being told what to do. You have input regarding story development, casting, promotion, release. So... it's basically you start to learn how to make your baby your baby.
Right.
You learn how to really make it your baby. And I will say that if I'm going to bank on anyone, I'd rather bank on myself. And that's, you know, in the hard work that I'm going to put in terms of story development and all of that. And I'm, you know, it doesn't mean you don't have to work with people. You do. You have to work with, you know, P&A people and make sure, because they're the experts at what they do. But at the same time, you're not just being kind of told what to do. And that was the way it was for many, many years. And now actors have an active say in what, you know, how a movie is promoted,
right,
the storyline, all of that. All of that is big, is better for us now.
And that makes you feel good because of the fact that he's absolutely right. I've been a sitcom writer. I've done talk shows. I've done everything. Until you put on that producer title and an active, you really just come on the set. Don't worry about that line. We got you. We'll change the lines, and this is what you're going to say tomorrow. You know.
Right. This is what you're going to say.
Right. And he knows this is the funny parts. They'll tell you, okay, you can do that line, but that line will never make the movie. When you're an executive producer, you say you can do that line. Your line will make the movie.
It'll make the movie. That's a great way of putting it. It is a way to be much more assertive. And what I learned from Perfect Guy was it actually makes you more invested in promoting the movie. Now, obviously, done a bunch of movies with Will Packer, and you know, you end up, you know, promoting the movie a lot anyway.
Right.
What you learn from that is you're much more invested in the promotion of the movie mm-hmm. because you've been more invested in the project as a whole.
Right. And that's really important.
So it makes so much more sense.
to make you involved.
It makes so much more sense, yeah.
I got my man here, you know, on the phone, just promoting his brand. You know, the movie comes out May 3rd. It's called The Intruder. It stars Dennis Quaid, my girl Megan Good. It's a movie that you got to go see, a movie that you, like I said, happy wife, happy home. Happy wife, happy home. Happy intruder. Yeah. Hey, Michael, thank you, man, for calling in on the show, Money Making Conversations. Tell my girl thank you for allowing you to schedule to be on this show. I appreciate both of y'all. Appreciate you,
absolutely,
my man. Money Making Conversations. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on 2 lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
If it's time for a new job, it's time to get to know Express. Your local employment experts. Express employment professionals are ready to help you. Apply on the Express Jobs app or ExpressPros.com. Express offers good-paying jobs in administrative roles, including customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like machinists, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. If you need a new full-time or summer job, Express can help. Express received a Talent Satisfaction Award from Best of Staffing. Apply now at ExpressPros.com or call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. Express knows jobs. It's time to get to know Express. An Express associate said, "Everyone at Express is supportive and they went out of their way to place me in a job. I greatly appreciate Express. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Let your local Express employment specialist help you. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Land a new job with Express employment professionals."
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. Let me get some volume here. Can you hear? Oh, I can hear myself now. Wow, feels so good to hear myself with music in the background. Sounds like I'm a star. Welcome back to Money Making Conversations. As you know that we do this every Monday. We do it on Sirius XM, channel 141 and 142. We do it on Alexa. We do it on iHeartRadio podcast. My next guest is on the phone. He is a family man, a businessman, and the author of The Common Sense Bull, The Keys to the Good Life Before and During Retirement. He is also one of the partners in the Key Advisors Group, LLC, located in the state of Delaware. It's an independent financial advisory company that focuses on providing customized retirement planning strategies that are designed to work towards meeting each client's specific goals. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Eddie Gabor.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, it's good seeing you on TV all the time, Eddie. You know, you're a good-looking guy. I guess that's why they keep you on TV. Or you're a smart guy. Which one?
I don't know. That's up for debate.
It's not to debate with your wife because she married you. Okay?
That's right.
And your son's happy because they're good-looking young men too. How
you
doing today? You're in the state of Delaware. Delaware, is that a tax state, or do they charge income tax in the state of Delaware, or is it a tax-free state?
Yes, there is income tax in Delaware, but there's no sales tax.
Okay.
And their property taxes are very, very low in the state of Delaware. And in the area that I live in, which is Lewis Beach area, mm-hmm. is becoming one of the fastest growing areas per capita in the country for retirees because of how low the cost of living is. So we're getting a ton of people from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, D.C. area that are actually moving to the small state of Delaware for those economic reasons.
Now, how would that benefit the state of Delaware, or an older population coming into the state of Delaware like that?
Well, one of the biggest things that helps Delaware is when a lot of the real estate transactions brings a tremendous amount of revenue to the state of Delaware because they charge a transfer tax of 4% for every property that's bought or sold. So you can imagine with all the people moving to the state of Delaware, those transactions do generate quite a bit of revenue, and they tax the pensions at the state level too. So that brings in state income tax for the state of Delaware.
Okay, that's how you work it. So my friend, I read your book, enjoyed the book, but one of the big takeaways I got from the book was that you really, I think, have a clear understanding how to balance your family and your professional life. Is that correct?
That is exactly correct. And I didn't always have that perspective. When I first got into business 20 years ago, I was just so focused on my career and, frankly, accumulating a strong net worth that I did not have a balance in my life. And then I started getting coaching, professional coaching, on myself for my business and my personal life. And it was a game changer. Not only do I have more balance, but my income and net worth went up. It was crazy how it works. But, yeah, so I try to really focus and coach on our clients is to have that balance in life because, to be blunt, I've met a lot of wealthy people who are miserable because they don't have that balance.
Well, we're on the phone with Eddie Gabor. He's the author of the book, The Common Sense Bull, The Keys to the Good Life Before and During Retirement. I really appreciate you saying that about it because I struggle with having a balanced life. I just grew up, success was my priority. So when I meet a young man like you who figured it out, you know, I didn't figure it out at your age. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. With a lot of help and mentoring, for sure.
Yeah, and it really is. And also, I guess you have to trust yourself, too. I think trust is involved in that process, too, because it's about not wanting to miss out on an opportunity or feeling that you will miss out on an opportunity if you don't stay committed, if you don't stay on the grind. So when you say mentoring and the degree of maturity and acceptance of your role with your family and as well as your business, because you have a business partner who also trusts you as well. We'll get into that in a minute, but I just want to just expound a little bit more on that balanced life because you mentioned it in your book. You know, your pictures of your families in the book. You talk about your two sons in your book. Amidst all the great information you talk about in finances and how to balance yourself and get ready for retirement, as well as living the current life that you have now. But that really stood out for me, and I thought I wanted to let you expound just a little bit more on that. How did you figure it out, you know?
Well, you know, I figured it out, like I said, when I got some coaching and talking about balance, and I actually talked to some really successful people that told me that when they started to focus more on a balance, that they actually were more productive at work. And that productiveness when they were there, so maybe per hour every week, we're not working as many hours as we were in the beginning when we're trying to grind and not miss out on opportunities, to your point. And I used to always think, well, if I'm not in my office grinding, my competition is I'm losing out on opportunity. And what I found out was by having more balance in my life, I was more productive working less hours. And I know it's hard for someone to conceptually think about that, but you're sharper, you're happier. And that shows you'll have opportunities that come across your desk that you probably would not have seen otherwise because you were blinded by other things. And I think as a father, one of the biggest rewards is watching my kids grow and trying to raise them in a way that will be proud of them and give them security and success, not just financially, but as a family. You know, so there's many people that probably look back at their business careers and say, boy, I wish I would not have missed my son's football game or baseball game due to that meeting. And so I made it a priority. Mm-hmm. My clients understand it. I work my business schedule around my kids' schedule. I coach them in football. I coach them in baseball. I do not miss any of their trips at school. And frankly, I take that same family approach with our clients. And our clients know that when they come, if we take them on as a client, that they're going to get that same treatment as if they are family, because family is my top priority. And hopefully the goal long term is it'll mold my kids into being good people and successful as well, too.
That is well said, my friend. Let's talk about you figuring it out at such a young age. At the age of 22, Prudential is where you was employed by your current business partner, Doug. And then 2 years later, he decided to make you a business partner.
Yes. I always joke with him and said, boy, your family and friends probably thought you were nuts to trust someone in their early 20s with only 2 years of experience to be a full business partner.
Now, he was 42 at the time, right?
He had a lot more to lose than I did. I didn't have a dime to my name. I mm-hmm. did not have mm-hmm. kids or a wife. So to me, I had no idea the risk that I was taking by just going out on my own and saying I'm not going to have any paycheck unless I generate it myself. But frankly, because of that trust he put in me, mm-hmm. it put a lot of pressure on myself, and my drive was to make sure that he did not look like he made a foolish decision. So my business partner, Doug Ferris, is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met. He's like a big brother to me, and we have been working together for 20 years. And I think looking back now, his risk, hopefully he feels, has paid off. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a wonderful business relationship. Because when you're running a business, it's not all rose petals. I know some people think that it is, but there's lots of challenges that you face on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And having that support system around you, and not only a good staff, but in my scenario, a business partner that I can talk to openly and has mentored me because he's 19 years older than I am, mm-hmm. I owe a tremendous amount of credit to our success to him, because he took a big risk on me. He trained me. He taught me everything he knows, and I tried to just take that and take our company to the next level.
Oh, you know, the big generation nowadays is the millennial generation, you know, that, as some people say, the know-it-all generation. Here you came on board at 22. He actually hired you to come to work at Prudential. And 2 years later, what do you think the qualities, I'm sure you've discussed this, but just want to hear my listening and my viewing audience, what do you think the qualities that he saw in you that made him want to make you a business partner?
I think what he saw in me is my drive. Like, I had my football coach used to tell me, he had a saying, and our saying was refuse to lose. And so I try every day when I come to work, I think about that saying, because to me, business is a lot like athletics. And I was really big into athletics in high school. And so when I first got into the business, you know, I was pretty successful very early on, and because I took that very competitive nature that made me a decent athlete in high school to the business world, and I think he saw that. I mean, I was the first one in the office in the morning, and I was the last one out, because again, my whole focus in my early 20s was trying to be as successful as I could be financially, and I knew in order for me to do that, I had to be willing to put in the time and effort, no matter what obstacle was thrown at me, and use the things that he taught me to try to win. And that's what I look at every single day. You're either going to be a winner or you're going to be a loser. Not everyone gets a trophy.
I know, that's right. Hey, Eddie, I want to thank you for calling on my show. Here's a great book, The Common Sense Bull, The Keys to the Good Life Before and During Retirement. Eddie, I'll be in Delaware in September, but I want to see you before then. You keep winning, okay?
Please do.
Thank you.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on 2 lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
If it's time for a new job, it's time to get to know Express, your local employment experts. Express employment professionals are ready to help you. Apply on the Express Jobs app or ExpressPros.com. Express offers good-paying jobs in administrative roles, including customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like machinists, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. If you need a new full-time or summer job, Express can help. Express received a Talent Satisfaction Award from Best of Staffing. Apply now at ExpressPros.com or call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. Express knows jobs. It's time to get to know Express. An Express associate said, "Everyone at Express is supportive and they went out of their way to place me in a job. I greatly appreciate Express. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Let your local Express employment specialist help you. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Land a new job with Express employment professionals."
This is Rushon McDonald, host of Money Making Conversations. You say to yourself, who calls Rushon's show? Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
So many people are going in business because they have a talent. They have the talent, but they don't have the terms. And the terms helps you to be able to escalate the talent, because then you can craft the business model to protect you, because business is a jungle and you can get devoured out there if you don't know how to protect yourself.
And you and that's why I'm telling everybody right now, the show Money Making Conversation is designed for entrepreneurship. Free information that I provide to my listeners and viewers if you're on my Facebook page. This is the first book I've ever encountered that is a book you go to the shelves, you walk away, and you can build your career, build your life, not only through your faith, but also through principles.
Money Making Conversations continues online at www.moneymakingconversations.com. More importantly, Rashawn McDonald will use his business and celebrity relationships to empower small businesses with information to succeed.
My next guest, she's on the phone out of Dallas, Texas. I'm a Texan, so she's a Texan. So, you know, got a little love there. She's in Dallas. Dallas is like a little bit more cowboy hat wearing, a little bit more Texan driven, you know, whereas Houston, a little bit more cosmopolitan, you know, really, they vibe a little bit different down there. We live better dresses down there in Houston, Texas. She's gonna straighten me out when I get on the call, when I bring her up. My next guest is the founder and CEO of Mind Your Business. She is a highly sought after digital marketing, brand, and social media strategist that has helped organizations, large and small, implement strategies to elevate their digital presence. She is an industry expert dedicated to sharing knowledge that helps organizations from all industries solidify the foundation their business are built on and win the digital marketing space, which is really important today. She's the author of Lights, Camera, Action, Get Your Brand on Television, The Social Media Makeover, and Go Ye Into the World Wide Web. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Tisha Holman.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tisha. Go ye into all the World Wide Web. What does that mean? Go ye. Because we own the World Wide Web. We out there just struggling in the World Wide Web sometimes. Don't know what we're doing in there, giving out information we shouldn't be giving out there. Why did you write that book?
So Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web was really inspired by Mark 16:15, the scripture. Mm-hmm. Things have taken on a new connotation when it comes to going into all the world to spread the gospel to every creature. If ministries are going to make an impact on the next generation, they're going to have to change the way they seek to reach them in today's digital marketplace. And so I wrote Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web to help ministries develop strengths and practical application from the tangibles that are required to do the work. You need people, you need resources, you need tools, you need a plan, but also to help them keep in mind that for a ministry, the deliverables are a little bit different than they are in the world because their deliverable is winning and impacting souls for the kingdom. And so I also discussed principles that ministries can use to keep the main thing, which is reaching God's people as they apply the practical to the work.
Wow. So I know you did a big project with Bishop T.D. Jakes, correct?
Yes. I used to work with the Potter's House.
Explain that, your involvement in his project, the SOAR project.
Well, so I used to be a part of the digital marketing social media team with the Potter's House. And while I was with the Potter's House, I had the pleasure to be a part of developing digital strategy and campaigns that went behind promoting his last book, as well as other projects that he did, a movie with Lifetime, things, various projects on TBN, The Word Network. And so, you know, it was really awesome opportunity, a great experience to be able to propel some of those campaigns that went around the world a couple times, touching hearts and winning souls for God.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite books. I had him on the show last year when it came out, and he was doing a big event in Atlanta. And so when he did my show, told him I was very impressed, one of the better written books about how to get your life together. Because, you know, I didn't know as much that his family was as much entrepreneurs as they were that was exposed to me in that book. That really made a difference on how I looked at him, because it told me where he got his drive from. Why mm-hmm. You know, because everybody sees him as a minister. And so, and then you can get pigeonholed into that being a minister. But when you read that book, SOAR, it really lets you understand where his values are and why you should actually listen to this young man when he's talking about entrepreneurship. because his whole structure from his mom and dad was built on entrepreneurship.
Right. It was a great book for sure.
Now let's talk about you, because you have a book that you're going to do a book signing this Saturday at Johns Creek Book and Gifts in Johns Creek, Georgia. And I just want to let you know that's near my neighborhood down in Alpharetta. That's 400 North. Take exit 10, and you'll be right there in Johns Creek. Now, why are you at that bookstore, my friend? You're from Dallas, Texas. Why are you at Johns Creek Bookstore? Just asking, because guess what? I want to drive as many people there, because are you in other places around the country, or just Saturday you're at this location, May 4th?
So I'm actually a California native. I just live in Dallas right now.
Okay.
And so... Yes, right. And so before I lived in Dallas, I lived in Atlanta for a while. And so as I am touring, spreading the word about the social media makeover and about GoYee into all the World Wide Web, you know, some of the first stops on my book tour are places that were home for me at once. So that's why I'm coming back home to the ATL to share my latest projects with folks there, because I know that the information I have to share can really help entrepreneurs and ministries alike elevate and amplify what they do online.
Really, it's really important that I did a tour with Kurt Franklin, and there is a, could I use the word niche audience out there that you have to really tap into if you're trying to find that crowd? And that's what you saying that you can make available with your book, Go Ye Into All the World Wide Web, is that focusing your audience and finding your audience through the web and social media. That's what you're saying, correct?
Well, definitely. And it goes to what I talk about, how organizations need to position themselves to become a brand in demand. Great brands are the answer to somebody's problem. And they're not just the answer to somebody's problem, they're the best answer to somebody's problem. And so as you touched on, you know, I had the opportunity to serve at the Potter's House, but I've also had the opportunity to help what we might call a storefront church do this work as well. And there are some commonalities that I see in helping smaller congregations, all the way, everything in between, all the way up to the mega church. And I've helped other mega churches as well, besides the Potter's House, is that there is an untapped, missed opportunity that ministries have to really leverage what the content that they're sitting on and really what the power of their ministry is to go out and reach people. And so I want to be the answer to that problem, if you will. I want to be able to stand in that gap between ministries reaching people and growing their ministries through their digital platforms. And I really know and believe that GoYee Into All the World Wide Web is the ticket to standing in the gap and helping ministries change how they reach souls.
Well, I that's what I struggle with. I've struggled with that. I've struggled with trying to identify who I am with who I'm talking to, because of the fact that I have a Twitter account, I have an Instagram account, and my largest account is my Facebook account. I don't have Snapchat. I do have LinkedIn. Those are four accounts. Like LinkedIn is my favorite because I use that to really build my brand within the industry. So tell us about each platform and what value does each platform. When I say the platform, I'm talking about LinkedIn, I'm talking about Instagram, I'm talking about Twitter, I'm talking about Facebook. What value does that bring to you or to an individual who's trying to develop their brand?
Well, see, the beauty of the various social media platforms is that it really allows you to speak to your audience in various ways. You may develop a persona, a target core client profile, but that doesn't mean that that person is only going to hang out on Facebook or they're only going to hang out on Instagram. People have they have diverse ways that they like to receive content. So I may be your target client, but I may lean on Instagram or lean on LinkedIn just because of my lifestyle or because I prefer pictures over links to articles, different things like that. And this is where having that strategy comes in, because every platform has value. I run into a lot of businesses who they may say, oh, I'm only on Facebook and Twitter because that's where my client is. No, you're missing opportunities, not putting yourself everywhere you can be. You're missing out on search engine optimization opportunities, as well as just tapping into new potential client bases in various places. So we know that LinkedIn is a more B2B platform, mm-hmm. So that's a great place for you to connect with others in your industry and strengthen and develop strategic partnerships. We know that Instagram is highly visual, so anything that you're posting on Instagram is going to have high-res images, strong, impactful video content, as well as really perfect the art of digital storytelling, because that's a trend for 2019, is being able to tell a story and have people connect with your brand through storytelling. We know that Facebook is a challenge for many business owners because many fight the algorithms and trying to determine how to get their content before their audience. But you know that you can leverage things like going live and communities and groups to strengthen your content on Facebook. And then with Twitter can kind of be a tricky beast sometimes as well, but there are opportunities to hashtag effectively and be consistent with the type of content that you post there, link to your blog articles, cross promote on your other platforms, and really they all work together for your good at the end of the day. Another place to not sleep on is YouTube. YouTube is the highest searched place after Google. And so to not place your content on YouTube is a huge missed opportunity, especially like this live broadcast of Money Making Conversations. You should be also sharing this on a YouTube channel to reach a greater audience as well. So it's just about maximizing each platform for the individual value that it has and making the most of what you can do in that space to connect with your audience in an impactful way.
Well, they said social media is a marathon, not a race. When they say that, is it because they're telling you just don't expect to go viral with every post that you have, to have 1,000 likes every time you post a video or image? Is that's what you mean when you say it's a marathon, not a race?
So interestingly enough, kind of how Michael Ealy alluded to earlier, people get caught up in this whole idea of social comparison. And as they see that somebody else in their industry or a peer has all of these followers, all of these likes, people get discouraged. They get intimidated by that. Instead of being comfortable operating confidently and boldly within their God-given talents and gifts. And so it's a marathon, not a race, because the fact of the matter is many people actually purchase followers and likes, and that's a terrible way to use business dollars, right? Growth and engagement comes through a diligent, targeted, and specific strategy and consistent approach to the work. So it's not going to happen overnight organically. The people who buy followers, those purchased followers are not following them to the shopping cart or buying their products or booking their services. So do the work. There's no shortcuts to effective business. It doesn't happen overnight. If you have a strategy, if you have tactics and a plan that you're following, if you're putting out good content that your audience wants to see, you're representing your brand well, and you're engaging with your audience, it's going to grow.
Well, she's the owner of Mind Your Business. She's straight out of Dallas, by way of California. She's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. That's right. Specifically, Johns Creek Book and Gifts. That's in Johns Creek, Georgia, from between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Any special things that we should be looking for when you come to the book signing this weekend?
So I always have some goodies and some surprises up my sleeve. So you definitely got to come and see for yourself. But if at anything, at the least, what I can tell you that you can look out for is just an insightful conversation about how you can elevate and amplify your organization's presence online. And that's no matter what industry you're in. That's from the church to financial industry, whatever lane of business you're in. What I have, I got the secret sauce to help you take it to the next level. So you got to come check me out so that I can help you grow your business and take things to the next level.
Well, my friend, I will be there this weekend to see you. It is one of the few weekends I don't travel. So I get there early before the crowd riles up, and I take some photos and post it on social media to let everybody know they should come because Rashawn dropped by. I'm so appreciative of you coming on my show, and I'm happy that you felt it was important to be a part of Money Making Conversation. We'll be back with more Money Making Conversation. Ms. Holman, keep winning.
We'll be right back with more from Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversations. Don't touch that dial.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on 2 lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
If it's time for a new job, it's time to get to know Express, your local employment experts. Express employment professionals are ready to help you. Apply on the Express Jobs app or ExpressPros.com. Express offers good-paying jobs in administrative roles, including customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like machinists, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. If you need a new full-time or summer job, Express can help. Express received the Talent Satisfaction Award from Best of Staffing. Apply now at ExpressPros.com or call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. Express knows jobs. It's time to get to know Express. An Express associate said, "Everyone at Express is supportive and they went out of their way to place me in a job. I greatly appreciate Express. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Let your local Express employment specialist help you. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Land a new job with Express employment professionals."
The basketball court was just the beginning for my next guest, retired NBA champion and 14-year NBA veteran. Having studied history at UCLA, the Sacramento native has entered the investment world as an entrepreneur with a bold vision that pushes all boundaries. He is co-owner of a flower boutique, Ovind, Very Tall Productions, a juice bar chain called Liquidology, Hue, that's H. UE, and an NBA licensing betting line called Active Dreamers that allows the league's biggest fans to decorate their rooms like a pro. He has some more things we're going to talk about as well. I just want just to list that, just to let you see you're talking to a real entrepreneur who's exited the game as a basketball star. Now he is a business star off the court. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations for the very first time, Matt Barnes.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, I had to lay you out there, my friend. You're a star.
Oh, man, trying to be.
So tell me about Hue, H-U-E. Why that name?
Yes,
and why did you get into the grooming line business? When you say grooming, what does all that entail? Because I have a beard and a mustache.
Yeah, so I'm someone who's always kind of taken pride in my appearance and, kept a pretty clean haircut and just kind of really tried to always present myself to the best of my ability. And about 3.5 years ago, a company based out of New York, but they ran out of LA, approached me about kind of being an ambassador for their company. And, I looked at their products and really liked the products, liked the team they had behind them. So I took on an ambassador role, but then also have, over the past year kind of taken some equity in the company as well, mm-hmm. and really pushing it as it's my own. Mm-hmm. I think the men's grooming space is really an untapped market. I feel that, as men, we care about our appearance, but it's kind of not manly to speak on it. So we're trying to, restart that conversation. Grooming yourself is very important. I have 2 young 10-year-old twin boys that, I'm teaching them how to become men, and grooming them. Grooming is a big part of that. So we're just trying to, restart the conversation that was had several years ago when our fathers and our grandfathers used to teach our fathers how to, take care of themselves. And I think that's been lost of late. So we're trying to restart that conversation.
Now, when you say that, is that from a standpoint of an athlete, because casual wear took over, mm-hmm. wearing a suit, an Easter suit, all that stuff kind of went out the window. Are you talking about trying to mm-hmm. elevate that game where, your son come out there with a suit on just like that with the little three-piece, the little vest, the little tie on?
Well, I think that it disappeared for a while, and then I think over the course of my career, I want to say, mid-2000s, late-2000s, the NBA enforced a different type of dress code,
mm-hmm.
Really bringing, kind of throwing casual wear out for the most part and being more business attire.
Yes.
And I think once the NBA started doing that, it kind of caught on in other industries and other professions as well. So it's kind of a copycat situation from that standpoint. But I'm both, off the court, I'm very, sweatsuits and shorts, but also like to dress up, when the occasion calls for it.
Well, it's really cool because, I'm a big fan of the NBA, and I see it's a big deal now just to see the players enter the arena.
Right.
It's almost like a fashion show. They make a big
Absolutely.
Deal about the pants, the shirt,
When LeBron wore those that short suit in,
it
blew it up. So what's your fashion? What's your fashion moment there, sir? What's your style there, Matt? What style are you bringing to the table?
Like I said, I'm in between. I like to be business comfortable, so to speak. You know, I do enjoy putting on suits from time to time, but for the most part, I really like to be cleaned up and present myself well. Mm-hmm. I don't do it as much now that I'm retired because I'm kind of my homebody now.
Right.
I have kids, and mm-hmm. all I focus on is business. But mm-hmm. when I do get a chance to step out and mm-hmm. Throw a suit on, I definitely enjoy doing that.
Now this is interesting because you almost like a little black Shark Tank because you got all these businesses, So how? Because what? Because can you tell me about your staff? Because I know you're not a one man operation. So how is this all being managed by you and overseen by you?
I actually have a 3-person staff. Three other women besides myself kind of helped me keep everything in order.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I either invested into or became an equity partner owner in or just stuff that I'm into in general. Like I said, the Hue men's grooming line, like I said, I take pride in my appearance. The Active Dreamers bedding, where we can pretty much turn any player into a comforter or a pillow, and something that my kids love. You know what I mean?
That's like hot. That's hot. So tell me again that you said any player. I can have a Shaq blanket.
Any current.
Okay.
Separate deals with retired players, and mm-hmm. some of those guys are harder to get than others. But any current player, like I said, we could turn into a bed set or a pillow, and that's something my kids really enjoyed. Partnering up with Very Tall Productions, TV is something I've always liked and took a separate interest in, and kind of more behind the scenes. So it's something I enjoy to do. And then Liquidology, Vibe Health Bar. We have 3 brick and mortar stores up north in Sacramento, and it's kind of our version of a juice bar Starbucks. So we kind of figured the new millennials are more juice than coffee, and it's really a big health kick.
Right.
So we do all fresh juices, wraps, salads. The ahi bowls, all that kind of healthy thing. So we kind of look at it as kind of a Starbucks situation. So you come in, bring your laptop, hang out with your friends,
right.
Eat some healthy food and get some stuff done. I'm also an activist on cannabis. I'm a firm believer in cannabis and the powers of the plant and what it can do to help not only adults, but children from a CBD standpoint, a way to, finding ways to cure these illnesses that we're pumping people full of opioids about. So everything, like I said, everything I have my hands in, I'm very passionate about on a day-to-day situation anyway, so it's not really work. It's something I enjoy to do, but it does take time to, manifest these things and make them profitable.
Think about you, because I think it's time. You've been a teammate all your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to be you. It's time to be Matt, what Matt wants to do. Because I'm telling you right now,
that you
can carry any show you want because you have the ability to talk. You have the ability I really think it's important. You already got the sports thing. You're doing Fox and ESPN. You're doing
mm-hmm.
local, some national feeds and all that stuff. You got that. But I think it's time mm-hmm. for the world to hear you, just like you being heard on my show. The different layers mm-hmm. of maturity that you are intense. Like you said, you didn't run from the fact that there's a difficult life for your boys. You said, I think that's going to be fun. To be able to deal
mm-hmm.
with that. For me to be able to deal with the nuances of guiding my boys through life. You're not running from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's really important. And I know you've never met me, but I'm just letting you know that when you didn't like, and I've had some people on here talk about business, I can tell immediately they just got their name on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you really are actively involved in that. And so with all that being said, stay in touch with me, man, because I want to be able to, you can use the word mentor. I have no problem with that. I don't need your money.
I love that.
Okay. I'm just telling you, I just want you to make the right decision at this point. At 39, you're at that right age where you have a 20-year window in television because you can carry that mm-hmm. group for the next 20 years. No different. I told Nick Cannon the same conversation. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror and say, hey, man, I'm a bet on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bet on me. It's time for you to bet on me. I've won. I played 14 years with 10 teammates. I won a championship with teammates. I played college ball with teammates, high school. This guy told me to bet on me. Let me just hear what he has to
say.
And you need to. You can't talk about all this stuff, man. Grooming line, flower boutique, Very Tall Productions, juice bar chain, bedding, Athletes Versus Cancer, which is a foundation where you actively go out there, some situation, you pay for the health care, food, a pickup and delivery. And it was based on your mom passing Come on now. Hear me, Matt. You're special, dude.
I hear you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
So, tell us about your social media handles so we can follow you and let everybody know that, hey, man, you the king. You're the king
I
right now.
My Instagram, if anyone knows anyone on Instagram, man, I've been locked out since February 2nd. But my handle is Matt_Barnes9. That's my Instagram handle. And then my Twitter handle is Matt_Barnes22.
My man, I appreciate you calling my show. This is Money Making Conversation. I'm a fan. And again, I'll post you on Facebook. I'm going to still post you on my Instagram account, too, and Twitter. So we're going to get the word out and let everybody know. He's walking history, y'all. My man, Matt Barnes. Thank you, sir.
I was looking for a better way to check in on our house while I was at work, and a friend recommended Blink. I was skeptical, but decided to give it a shot, and I bought a Blink camera system. With our last security system,
false alarms, wires everywhere, and monthly fees we couldn't get out of.
My bad, but our Blink system is different. They're motion-activated cameras that work inside and outside. They're wire-free, easy to set up, and they run on 2 lithium batteries that last up to 2 years.
Total peace of mind. And Blink camera systems start at under $80 with no subscriptions.
We were on vacation, and I got an alert on my smartphone that motion was detected at our front door. I checked my Blink app, and I saw it was just my cool new device being delivered.
Hey, we agreed no new devices except Blink.
Just kidding. Not kidding.
With Blink camera systems starting under $80, home security just got easier. Go to BlinkProtect.com/secure. 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 Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa.
If it's time for a new job, it's time to get to know Express, your local employment experts. Express employment professionals are ready to help you. Apply on the Express Jobs app or ExpressPros.com. Express offers good-paying job and administrative roles, including customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like machinists, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. If you need a new full-time or summer job, Express can help. Express received a Talent Satisfaction Award from Best of Staffing. Apply now at ExpressPros.com or call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. Express knows jobs. It's time to get to know Express. An Express associate said, "Everyone at Express is supportive and they went out of their way to place me in a job. I greatly appreciate Express. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Let your local Express employment specialist help you. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Land a new job with Express employment professionals."
This is Rushon McDonald, host of Money Making Conversations. You say to yourself, who calls Rushon's show? Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Bishop T.D. Jakes.
So many people are going in business because they have a talent. They have the talent, but they don't have the terms. And the terms helps you to be able to escalate the talent, because then you can craft the business model to protect you, because business is a jungle and you can get devoured out there if you don't know how to protect yourself.
And that's why I'm telling everybody right now, the show Money Making Conversation is designed for entrepreneurship. Free information that I provide to my listeners and viewers if you're on my Facebook page. This is the first book I've ever encountered that is a book you go to the shelves, you walk away, and you can build your career, build your life, not only through your faith, but also through principles.
Money Making Conversations continues online at www.moneymakingconversations.com. More importantly, Rashawn McDonald will use his business and celebrity relationships to empower small businesses with information to succeed.
You need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start off at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. And of course, they don't just look great, they sound great too. And they're perfect for listening to all your favorite iHeartRadio podcasts on the go. So go to buyraycon.com/iHeart to get 20% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/iHeart for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com/iHeart.